KCHA. All week this week, we're celebrating 50 years of service to Northern Iowa. I'm Carol Byrne. If there's one man whose voice has personified the KCHA sound in the last half century, it's Vern Bromberg. For over 35 years, Vern's voice was a familiar one to listeners in Charles City, New Hampton, Osage, Green, Rockford, Nashua. His easygoing style on the air made him a welcome guest in many Northern Iowa homes from 1951 until 1986. Vern remembers the day he and his wife Norma arrived in Charles City in April 1951 and that first day of work.
Transmitter and studios and everything were in a Quonset hut right below the tower. The old Army Quonset hut had been made into a studio. And the transmitter, by the way, was a old rebuilt job. And when you went on the air in the morning and you put it on, you had to take a little wedge of wood, go behind it, and wedge it into this one relay so that it wouldn't drop off the air.
Despite the old secondhand equipment, Vern decided to stay at the fledgling station, which had opened shop just over a year before in late 1949. Vern's background as a technician in the Army Signal Corps allowed him to coax the transmitter to cooperate, and in addition to announcing on the air, Vern soon branched into advertising sales and in 1955 took over management under owner Chuck Ellis. Finally, on Vern's 30th birthday, June 25th, 1957, he bought the station from Chuck.
I saw a lot of potential for radio. At that time, everyone says, oh, radio's dead. Absolutely dead. Because of TV. But see, radio was changing and becoming more of a entertainment media, which it is very much today, except for certain stations. And so I saw some potential there, and I wanted the station, and I wanted a shot at it, and I got it, and it worked out real well.
Charles City Motor Company puts you ahead on price, ahead on trade, ahead on service, and ahead with the new 1967 Fords and Mercurys on display at Charles City Motor Company. There's 40 sparkling new 1967 Fords and Mercurys ready for immediate delivery, including the newest member of the Ford family on the prowl, the 1967 Cougar. See the 1967 Fords and Mercurys at Charles City Motor Company. You'll like the way they do business.
Vern Bromberg, who owned and managed KCHA Radio for 30 years. In a 1967 commercial for Charles City Motor Company, and recently in an interview at his home in East Dubuque, Illinois. It's KCHA's 50th birthday, and we're celebrating this week. I'm Carol Byrne.